This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris will be telling us about Amazon. Could they be held liable for third-party sellers' actions on their website? And that's a story that you've got to share on the way.
It's coming up.
Probably. And nobody. And
Chris.
All right. So we're going to continue on this crypto track, though, for the moment. We started out in the last hour. We kind of went off on different, you know, discussions about investments and inflation and crypto and silver and gold. And so we kind of went all over the financial map there. But now
there is one thing I wanted to add on that, which is, gold isn't just a hedge against inflation. That's more or less what it is in normal times. Mm-hmm. But when inflation gets high, gold will bubble.
Mm.
All of a sudden, gold becomes very valuable, and people will start paying way over spot premiums. Price to get it now because they're afraid they won't be able to get it. So there's also a contingency bet there.
Mm. Yeah, I also wanted to point out about the ransomware, because that was the other factor, right, that we were discussing. Ransomware actually started before cryptocurrency.
That's right.
So, and they were using the U.S. dollar. So the idea that somehow, like,
how Bitcoin, are they taking delivery?
Usually they would use some sort of prepaid type of card.
A drop location or something?
No, like some sort of prepaid card.
Oh,
like,
really?
Prepaid debit cards I'm trying to think some of the other ones that existed.
Seems like that would be hard, though, because even if you've got, I mean, you mean delivering stacks of prepaid credit cards?
No, you just need the numbers.
Well, usually there's
on the card, right.
And
so people
card.
Would buy like hundreds of dollars of these cards and in order to redeem their... get their stuff unencrypted. And
well,
actually,
it sounds like the crypto has made life much easier for people who are hit by these scams and that they don't have to do that
That's
anymore.
That's true. It's also made it easier on the scam artists as well, because now they don't have to worry about being traced on their credit card on these debit
true.
Card transactions or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they've sort of
as soon as you
cracked.
Order something off of one of those cards.
And this is the same reason why, I'm trying to think, like, if you go into, like, a Walmart, you have, like, some sort of money thing, and they talk about scams and things like
mm-hmm,
that. It's the same thing, basically.
Yeah.
It's the same type of situation where somebody is essentially either tricking you or blackmailing you into, handing them money, and they have to have a means of doing it. But
correct.
People were doing this it's not just limited to prepaid
cards. They've done it with wire transfers.
They were doing it with wire transfers, Western Union, money orders.
If you're doing an international wire, then you're not getting it back.
Yeah, probably not. And especially if they don't release your, unencrypt your data before, a certain period of time. If they give it 3 days, you're basically screwed with an international wire transfer.
So, changing gears a little bit here and going wider, because we were just looking at a UK regulator that was going to crack down or that would like to ban investments that are related or linked to cryptocurrencies. Now, as of the last couple of weeks, this news hit during the time we were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, so we didn't talk about it on the air at the time. But it's one of those things where I saw this come through and I'm like, we have to talk about this. This is terrible. From source here, Coindesk.com. Coindesk is one of the cryptocurrency news sites. Anya Badakova reporting, she writes, a powerful intergovernmental organization devoted to combating money laundering and terrorism financing, of course, has finalized its recommendations on regulating cryptocurrencies for its 37 member countries. And you can get a list on the Financial Action Task Force website of which countries they're in, but the United States is one of them.
Basically,
Australia. And
if you want to trade with any of these 37 countries, and these are big freaking countries like the United States, you have to comply with their rules.
With these regulations.
Yeah. Even if you're not part of that 37 group.
Now, when did you hear about these people? Did you know about them before recently? Because I never heard of the FATF.
Oh, before. Yeah. I don't know exactly when they were when it was formed, but even in the 90s, this group, there was something, I believe this, I don't know exactly like all the details. Like, I mean, I don't know if it was different groups and they changed groups or new groups formed or what, but I know it goes back a very long time, since at least the 1990s. And they basically have
1989, according to its website.
That doesn't surprise me. I know in the 90s it was certainly a thing, and there was a lot of stuff going on in relation to, like, offshore banking and stuff like that. There was a lot of things that offshore banks couldn't do that they used to be able to do.
Yeah, and basically, you name a big, if you name a big-ish country, it's going to be on this list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, basically, I mean, they're probably...
I mean, even China and Russia.
They're right, right. And they're probably the countries that, you know, are not compliant are probably, like, Iran and North Korea. If you're not, like...
Those are not on the list.
One of those two countries, you're probably compliant because you won't be able to trade with the major markets around the world.
Right.
So you basically, in order to do transactions, yeah, you have to be. So
let's...
One more cartel agreement.
Yeah, this is one of the worst. As expected, the FATF standards released Friday, this is a couple weeks ago, include a controversial requirement that, quote, virtual asset service providers, or VASPs, including crypto exchanges, pass information about their customers to one another when transferring funds between firms.
Oh, so I can actually tell you something. This actually already exists.
Really?
Yes. So, let me back up a moment. So before cryptocurrency was around, this is fairly new, actually. I don't recall exactly when it came into effect, post-2000 even, I believe. It used to be, like, if you had a PayPal transaction and they pulled money from a bank account, in order to pay that transaction, the bank would not get the customers that the final destination's information. The bank wouldn't get that information. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was a bank to bank transfer, they would have the final destination.
But right.
Sometime post 2000, that changed. So, if you ever have had sent a PayPal transaction to pay, like, for goods, like, especially if it's
that comes from your bank account,
and they pull money because there's not enough money in your PayPal account to cover it, and it pulls money from your bank account, you will probably see, like, a $10 charge from your bank, and you're going to wonder, well, why did they charge me $10? Because it might say something like international something or other, and it's to PayPal. But, like, that doesn't make any sense to a...
You're saying it would be $10 on top of whatever?
Yeah, the bank will charge you another $10 because they had to provide... They had to get the information...
Only if it's international?
I think it's only if it's international. But, PayPal has to provide the sender or the recipient individual's information to the bank, and that whole system is extraordinarily costly.
Sounds like
so.
So there's a fee.
Yeah, so there's a fee that the banks will charge when
and you've
occurs.
Encountered this?
And I've encountered this fee. And I remember when the fees first went into effect. And that was really freaking annoying because it's like I had no way of even knowing that I was sending to an international, like, account when I was even doing the transaction. So it's like for it to then pull from a bank account in order to get the money and I get this fee, I had no way of, like, you know,
but
knowing.
If you'd had a balance of enough in your PayPal, that wouldn't have occurred.
Right, exactly.
I see.
Yeah, because it has to do with all parties in the chain having to do verification, not just... So not only does the bank... So normally the bank, the institution had to do, even before 2000, any institution would have to do the know your customer thing.
Mm-hmm.
But post something sometime in 2000, summertime around 2000, they added to that. So
probably
even,
the Patriot Act or something.
Yeah, probably. The sending bank had to know, even though the middleman also had to know, which would have been PayPal. So, yeah, the whole thing is just absolutely insane, and there's a system for that now. And now what they're saying is basically that the crypto exchanges have to be part of that. And they have no way to really be part of that because they'll never know the final destination.
Well, that may
of the
be the death of crypto exchanges.
It may
but
be.
That might not be a bad thing.
Well, if it draws more people to the decentralized exchanges, I agree with you.
Yeah,
Rich.
Yeah, and cash transactions and earning Bitcoin by trading services for it or trading products for it.
So I agree with you, and unfortunately, a lot of these crypto exchanges are going to do exactly what they're told. They are, you know, highly regulated, or at least they believe they should be in a lot of cases. Some of them want regulation.
Well, even if they don't, the bottom line is... You know, once they're big enough, they're gonna bend over.
Well, hold on. I think we need to continue with the story because I'm pretty sure these exchanges are actually against this, and the reason they're against it is because it's impossible to actually comply. So I don't know what they're gonna plan to do.
I don't know if it is impossible to comply.
Well,
but I'm interested in hearing what they have to say about it.
I
don't know if they actually interview them in this particular story. So if you've got one where they're
I don't know. I can take a look though. But yeah, it's something that they're basically saying this is impossible to comply with.
it would be difficult to comply with it. I don't know if it's impossible to comply with because, you know, well, let's get into it here in a moment. Yeah. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And how soon this is going to happen is also unclear at this point. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20. Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris?
Will this new regulation by a international, completely unaccountable agency that has 30-something countries, 37 of them, that that make it up, the Financial Action Task Force, releasing its requirements? This isn't like a proposal. It was already proposed back in February, and they have now made their final recommendation, saying that
that's not accurate. It's, they're not the really recommendations. If you don't comply with this list,
yes,
you're going to be banned from the international markets.
Is it a recommendation to some legislature though?
It's a recommendation, and if you don't abide by these recommendations,
you're
you
on
get blacklisted. Yeah,
yeah,
from doing business internationally.
So basically, you can expect this will be implemented.
Yeah, every country is going to implement it as a result because it's not
United States, Russia, China.
Even if you're not one of these 37 countries, you are still going to comply with this because if you don't, then the 37 countries will not do business with you. Yeah, they'll blacklist you. Like, you won't be able to send payments from your banks to banks in those countries that are on this list. And those 37 are huge freaking economies. So you can't be blacklisted. If you are blacklisted, your economy is going to go to crap.
Now, before we go on with the story, I do want to let you know about My Magic Mud, because regardless of what financial regulators are doing, you still got to take good care of your teeth. And My Magic Mud, it makes some great products. Their original is the black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth. And they've expanded beyond that to toothpaste, as well as what I use, by the way. I like their toothpaste flavor. They've also got, and it's black toothpaste too, by the way. They've also got mouthwash and other things over on their website, MyMagicMud.com. But they've really made some strides in the last several years since they were originally advertising with Free Talk Live way back in the day when they were, I think, based out of their house. But now they've got a factory and they're employing a bunch of people, and their products are available in all kinds of health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. You can go to MyMagicMud.com, however, and save 20% off of your order with code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL20. 20% off at MyMagicMud.com. So the Financial Action Task Force has let loose on its proposal here, saying, or final recommendations, saying that crypto exchanges, or what they in legal terminology are now calling virtual asset service providers, or VASPs, quote, they will be required that when the crypto businesses send money, they will, quote, obtain and hold required and accurate originator, meaning the sender, information, and required beneficiary or recipient information, and submit the information to beneficiary institutions, if any.
So, you know, and here's another question. How are they defining money? Do they include cryptocurrency, or
is
it just
all about cryptocurrency?
Yeah, right. But I'm saying, is it, or when they say use the word money, are they only talking about fiat when they're...
Fiat. It's crypto, because the exchanges will not send fiat between each other. That doesn't happen.
Right, which is why I'm wondering, when they use the word money, it seems very confusing to me, because they're saying cryptocurrency is not money, it's an asset. But now here they're using the term money, so...
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but... okay, just to be clear, the word money came before the quote.
Okay.
So the author of this article used the term money to mean cryptocurrency.
Okay.
The quote itself starts with the instructions of obtain and hold the required and accurate.
So they're talking about crypto then?
They're talking about crypto,
which,
yeah.
At that point,
exchanges do not send fiat between one another. That doesn't happen.
Right, but they do send, exchanges would send and receive fiat in order to purchase cryptocurrency or to withdraw from the exchange. Correct?
But only from and to the customer.
Right.
So that's all.
I would expect that the exchanges would send crypto between them.
They send crypto between them.
Would send fiat between them also. Cause
I've never seen it happen.
Really?
Yeah, how would you? You can send
stable coins... Yeah.
Between them, but you cannot send U.S. dollar balances.
Oh, well, certainly the users can't. I would think the administrators of the exchange.
Well, if the exchange wants to send,
because I would expect the exchanges, when they, you know, when they detected a major imbalance between their prices and some other exchanges' prices,
would then want to go
arbitrage.
Yeah, I
and
suspect
that would require sending fiat.
Sure. Now you're talking about the exchange being a customer of another exchange. That's
Although,
not what we're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe they
here.
Do that all through USDT. I don't know.
It would be easier that way
I don't know.
Than sending a wire transfer.
Mm.
But regardless, back to the story here. So they're saying that further, countries should ensure that beneficiary institutions obtain and hold required, not necessarily accurate, originator information and required and accurate beneficiary information. So they're saying basically you got to share information with one another. Under the new guidance, the required information for each transfer will include the originator's name, meaning the sending customer, the originator's account number, where such an account is used to process the transaction, the originator's physical address, in geographic address, or national identity number, so like your social security number, or customer identification number that uniquely identifies the originator to the ordering institution or their date and place of birth.
Wow. So here's the question.
That's a huge privacy violation.
I want to know is when I send a wire transfer to some customer in Germany, does the bank over in Germany get my social security number?
I don't think so.
So this is something that would be on top of and beyond what a normal bank would already do.
I think the bank probably would get it. I mean,
I think you're right. I think that's basically. I think you might be right. I think post 2000 something that might be the true case.
Yeah,
I know they're supposed to have some information like that.
Are already in place but for banks.
What I don't know is if the social security number would be included, but the name certainly.
Well,
would,
remember this this requirement is has a bunch of ors in it.
Yeah.
So your physical address or national identity number or customer identification.
Oh, okay. Okay, so they're probably sending my address to another bank.
You're definitely getting your address sent out. Yeah.
Not my social security number.
It would be interesting to look or to ask.
Well, they may not be able
to
just tell you.
I doubt the bank is even going to know. I mean, it goes to a central.
They may know, but they may not tell.
The TD, I mean, look, like your bank, whoever your bank is, it goes to some other like part of the bank basically to do the actual wire transfer.
The process.
Right. It's not being done by your like local branch or whatever.
They will also be required to transfer the beneficiary's name and beneficiary's account number where such an account is used to process the transaction. Unquote. Calling the, quote, threat of criminal and terrorist misuse of virtual assets a serious and urgent issue, the FATF said in a public statement that it will give countries 12 months, okay, so I was wondering how long this was going to take, to adopt the guidelines with a review set for June of 2020.
Yeah, because these are not guidelines. These are like laws, essentially, for all effective purposes.
Completely
that are being
applied. Unaccountable.
Right, totally unaccountable.
Yeah, you can't elect these people.
You can't opt out of this system.
Nope. The so-called travel rule is a longstanding requirement for international banks.
Exactly what I was talking about.
Other money on customers' behalf, but blockchain industry advocates argue it would be onerous, if not impossible, to put into practice with crypto, as well as harmful to user privacy, which, of course, the governments don't care about that.
Yeah, right.
And counterproductive to law enforcement goals. Now, I'm interested in how that's the case. I mean, how is it counterproductive to the law enforcement? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. This would seem like law enforcement would want this information. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Salt Lake City police have found the body of 23-year-old college student Mackenzie Lewick in Logan Canyon, which is about 80 miles north of the city of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown has a message for the community.
I am here to ask you, to implore you, to remain respectful. The tight-knit nature of this community is what helped us close this case so quickly.
Department of Justice lawyers are telling a federal judge they will continue to pursue putting a citizenship question on the 2020 census, but for now, they are printing the forms without one. President Trump earlier on Friday said he's considering using an executive order to put the question on next year's census.
Think of it, $15 to $20 billion, and you're not allowed to ask them, are you a citizen? And by the way, if you look at the history of our country, it's almost always been asked.
And on Friday, the Dow lost 44 points, the S&P fell 5. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
By the way, in the world of cryptocurrency, there are two general types of wallets. There's the wallet that somebody else hosts for you, and then there's a wallet that you control. They're called custodial versus non-custodial. Custodial meaning the other company, like a bank, basically, could host a thing for you, host your wallet for you, or a corporation like Coinbase, for instance. And then non-custodial means you're in charge of your keys, your private keys, as they call them in the world of cryptography. There's public and private keys. In the world of cryptocurrency, when you're showing somebody your address that they can pay you at, you're giving them your public key. You can share the public key around as much as you want. But if you control the private key, because there's for every public key, there's also a private key. If you control the private key, then nobody else is in charge of your wallet. Meaning if you lose your private key, you're screwed. You can't. There's nobody else who can help you get it back because you were in control of it. So, the benefit of having a custodial wallet where somebody else takes care of it is if you screw something up, they might be able to help you. But the downside of that is if the custodial wallet company decides to freeze your funds because the government has come in and said, freeze his funds, then they will. And then you can't do anything to get access to it anymore.
And if they don't, they'll be taken from them.
Yeah, for sure. I would say one thing that is slightly different about that. I would doubt that any custodial hosted wallet is going to, they're actually going to help you with anything. It's probably more like
No, what I mean is they're going to help you get back in. If you lose your password or something like that, they'll help you get back.
I was going to say, if you send funds, you're not getting those funds back.
No, I see what you mean. You're talking about the immutability of the sending.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's hosted or not hosted, you're not getting those funds back.
No, I meant access. I meant getting into
it. Right. And it also opens up your wallet, essentially, to hacking and so forth, too.
Someone from the outside.
Right.
Yeah.
If the exchange gets hacked, or wherever you have the hosted wallet.
Or someone from the inside of the exchange.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're much better off hosting or not having a custodial wallet and maintaining your own private key on your
Which
own device.
You have to take responsibility, right?
It does. In return
for the control, you also have responsibility to make sure you keep your keys safe and that you're backed up and everything.
Right. If it's
not your keys, it's not your crypto.
Right. Exactly. And if you start letting other people giving access to other people to your phone, like installing random software on your phone.
Bad plan.
Well, that's a really bad idea because every time you install a piece of software, you're trusting another party.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you're going to install something where that party that you've installed it from is not trustworthy, and now they have access to your crypto.
Yeah.
And people lose their crypto that way.
So recommend the Edge wallet for not just new users, but also experienced cryptocurrency users. It's the one that I use more than any other. And you can go to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet. It's available right now for iOS and Android devices. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. You own your crypto. And they got a bunch of them in there, like Bitcoin BTC, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, and more. They're a veteran team building since 2014. Secure your freedom with Edge. Go to edge.app and get your Edge wallet. As we continue here with disturbing news coming out of the FATF, Financial Action Task Force. They're taking action against these cryptocurrency exchanges, or what they're calling virtual asset service providers, saying that not only do crypto exchanges need to begin passing information to and from one another about who holds which account numbers and such, because when you have a cryptocurrency exchange, if you've got an account at one of them, there's usually a list of showing all the different cryptos they have, and then your balances of each of those different cryptos, and you can either deposit into that crypto or one of the cryptos, or you can withdraw from. So if you have a balance, you can take out. And so what they're saying is, if you're going to withdraw from, let's say, Bitcoin from exchange A into a different exchange, that other exchange needs to be informed. Both exchanges basically need to have information about who's holding which accounts on which exchanges.
Now, I'm curious, what are they going to do about a black market exchange, right? Because if they're required to cooperate with the other exchanges, but there's an exchange that doesn't cooperate,
they wouldn't know that. They would have no idea where the black market exchange addresses were. So the only way, they would know. So okay, just let's talk a little more about how this works for listeners that are maybe new. And then we'll go to there's a gentleman waiting here on our Discord line. But when you generate a Bitcoin address, or for most cryptocurrencies this is true, when you generate a Bitcoin address, no one has to know that that event has occurred. Okay, so you're not asking permission from anybody. There's no, unless you're using like a Coinbase, one of these hosted wallets we were talking about. If you're not using a hosted wallet, if you're using Edge Wallet or Coinomi or, a myriad of these non-custodial wallets, when you generate a new wallet, you've just done that. There's no record of it necessarily that it was you. And especially if you're like protecting your internet connection through, say, a VPN plus Tor or something like that, using that wallet is relatively protected, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, it's literally just generating a random number. So, yeah, nobody knows.
Right.
Yeah.
So the only way someone could know which Bitcoin address is yours is if you say, this is my address, and you share that information with the public. So, like, if you go to the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar and you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you can see a Bitcoin address is on that page. You know that that's associated with Free Talk Live because we told you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is why some sites will actually generate a random, a new random address for every single transaction, too.
Almost all of them do that these days.
I don't know about the one on the Free Talk Live website.
Oh, yeah, no, that's just a graphic.
Yeah. Same thing with our website for Freedom Decrypted.
But, like, the wallet software generally generates new codes for every
transaction. But I'm talking about the actual website. When you make a donation on some websites, they will generate a new code.
We're not that fancy.
Yeah, no. Neither we are. Neither are we.
Because I don't really, I'm not really that concerned.
No, I don't think there's too much to be concerned about either, especially if it's a, you know, it's a talk show. But
I still use my own custom address that I have that I got
from
years ago.
Yeah, 2019 or
2012.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can get back into what they're going to be requiring, because it may be a crackdown also on other companies, not just the crypto exchanges here. But let's talk to Wesley. He is in Manchester, New Hampshire, on our Discord call-in line rooms. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I did have a question that's kind of related to this topic. Because this crypto exchange was kind of advertised around a lot. It's called Shapeshift.io.
Yeah.
And I went on it, and I tried to create an account, but I soon realized that this exchange was you need to publish your government ID to be on this.
They didn't always have that. That's new. They used to not have that.
Changely is another one that does not require that.
Not yet.
And they don't require you to install an app either. So
yeah, this is really unfortunate about Shapeshift, because we actually know, I mean, I can't speak for all of you, but I know who the owner of Shapeshift is. His name's Eric Voorhees. He's actually a Free Talk Live longtime listener. He used to be an amplifier way back in the day. Before he was crypto Eric Voorhees, he was just libertarian Eric Voorhees, who came to the Free State Project Liberty Forum with his, you know, very attractive girlfriend who ended up becoming his wife, and they were like taking pictures in their hotel room, and there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. Yeah, so then he got into this Shapeshift thing, and his original business model was there was no account required. You could just go to their website or use a plugin or whatever, and you would say, I've got Bitcoin, I want to turn it into Dash. They would give you a Bitcoin address, you would deposit your Bitcoin at that address, and then 20 minutes later, or however long, 20, 30 minutes later, they'd spit out the Dash into the address that you provided for your Dash address. And it was super easy, and no account required. And then something happened within the last year, I think it was probably within a year from now.
Yeah, probably.
Now. That all of a sudden they said, well, now you got to have an account. Well, now you got to be KYC'd, which stands for Know Your
Customer.
You have
to install their app, too, I believe, now. At least I know on my phone it doesn't give me an option.
Really? Yeah, I haven't even bothered. I'm like, okay, well,
Me
sorry.
Either.
I mean,
I've been trading through Exodus. That works fine for me.
We got more coming up here. I don't know if you have more, Wes, but you're welcome to stand by. What do they use, Rich? Is there an outside service that Exodus is using for that?
I don't know.
Because I know Edge Wallet's teamed up with Changely, so when you do it in the Edge Wallet, it actually uses Changely right
there.
That
makes sense.
With no logging in, which is sweet. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Still to come, Amazon can be held liable for third-party sellers. That's on the way tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We've been focusing on cryptocurrency, specifically on the regulations that may be coming down, unfortunately, due to this FATF, Financial Action Task Force, a organization of 37 governments, government, which are, of course, criminal enterprises, around the planet, that are coming together to try to create new regulatory burdens for cryptocurrency exchanges around the planet to obey. And it's disturbing. It's probably going to be nearly pointless because I've actually got an interview here with you talked about the cryptocurrency exchanges and what they had to say about it. I found a gentleman who works for a cryptocurrency exchange. He is a regulatory affairs counsel, so he's an attorney that deals with compliance issues. Mm-hmm. And he's got a few choice words to say about this particular regulation here in a moment. We'll share that with you as we continue. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where Wes is in Manchester right now. He's on the line with us. Wes, you brought up the issue of these exchanges like Shapeshift that have been completely unregulated, and then all of a sudden, and even run by a libertarian, like Eric Voorhees has been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's a pretty liberty-oriented guy. He actually did move, I believe, to New Hampshire for some amount of time, and since I think has moved to Europe, or maybe Colorado. But either way, he is a liberty-minded person, and so when I saw his company, Shapeshift, all of a sudden jump in into the deep end of know your customer requirements, I thought, boy, they must have gotten to him.
I wonder if he sold the company.
I would have heard about that.
Yeah.
If he'd have sold the company.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is as soon as you become big or notable, they will get to you.
Yeah, and it sounds like they did. And he never really, like, he used to write articles sort of lambasting the government frequently, and I never saw him write an article about, like, well, they threatened us, and I feel like I've got to regulate now, so sorry, but we got to do this. He never wrote that article that I've seen, at least.
Wow.
Yeah, it exists. I want to know about it.
Sometimes
maybe we should give him a call and ask him what happened.
I don't have his phone number.
Okay.
But that's an interesting idea. I would love to hear the real story. I'm sure there's the official story that they, you know, are allowed to say, and then there's probably the real story.
There's not like there's any information on the website or anything like that either. So,
what do you mean?
Like,
about the
regulations? Like why they changed the
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There is, I've never seen an explanation about it.
There's not really any, there's not a lot of information though in general. I don't think they have a blog or anything like that either. So it's not even like.
I think they do.
They'll
announce like new features and things like that.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, go ahead, Wes. I don't know if you had more you wanted to say about that.
Yeah. So, like, for example, if you go to, like, a Bitcoin ATM or you go to, like, a crypto exchange and they're demanding your passport, your government ID or something like this, do you think you should give your ID or no?
Well, I mean, hold on. If you want to get on the website, then you have to. There's no other way around it. If you want to avoid identifying yourself, then you generally have to jump through a few more hurdles to trade your crypto. So you may have to go on a decentralized exchange.
But he's asking you, should you? And I'm saying, I would say no to that. I think you would too. You shouldn't right? You don't think that you should have
to. Well, you shouldn't have to, but if you want to use the site, you have to
if you want to use the site.
I understand how things are, but that doesn't mean you have to
buy and sell in cash.
You don't have to agree with the way things are, right?
Was your question about... Can you clarify the question? Because we're arguing on it. We're not agreeing on what you're saying.
Okay, so, like, if you go on shapeshift.io and they say, in order to trade here, we have to have your government ID, should you just refuse the service entirely and then look for another
crypto? Well, that's up to you. I mean,
find another way to get crypto.
I wouldn't tell you what you should or shouldn't do if you want to...
But you would say what you would do, right?
I have registered for a myriad of exchanges and given up my private information.
Right. I would say that I wouldn't do that, but that doesn't necessarily mean we're all in the same boat, right?
So, yeah, I wouldn't tell you what you should or shouldn't
do. I have done
that, but I encourage as few people as possible to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's better to do business in cash with people you know and let them do that.
I would say this. If you value privacy over everything else, then no, you should not give up your privacy in order to use that exchange. On the other hand, if you don't care, then whatever.
It's not like there's not other options out there, and that's, I think, the thing. For most people...
most of them are going to want your ID.
Well, there's not all of them. Changely doesn't. I mean, we already know that there's...
There are a few examples of exceptions.
I think, ultimately, you do have a choice. I mean, you can not use that exchange. You can go to a vending machine. You can, there are other options, right?
Many vending machines also require ID.
Not
there
all
are
of them.
Other options,
there,
but they're not
do any
many.
Of them in New Hampshire required other than the one by, I'm trying, is it something Frog?
All of the ones run by corporations in New Hampshire are.
Which is like what,
ID.
One?
There's a handful of them. There's a couple in Manchester.
Are there a few more now?
There's a few in Manchester that are corporate machines.
I thought there was just one company owning like three machines in New Hampshire that were corporate.
No, there's at least two or three corporations that are running.
Okay. Well, I certainly know that there's like two out of the three in in Keene at least are not demanding ID.
Yeah, and the FinCEN sent a threatening letter to us.
Oh, are you talking about which one are you talking about?
FinCEN sent a threatening letter to the operators in New Hampshire.
Was it to everybody or was it just to
FinCEN, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network?
Oh.
Yeah.
They
bad
did, that's
people.
Right.
Yeah, they sent a letter to every operator in New Hampshire that is unlicensed, which is most of them.
Right, because the opinion of people here is that you don't have to be.
That's correct. And, it's also the opinion of the Banking Commission
in
New Hampshire.
And of course, that's at the state level they're probably talking about. And at the federal level, the people who write the rules basically are saying otherwise, even though you disagree with, or at least a lot of people here disagree with it.
That's correct. Yeah. So, Wesley, the answer is what should you do? It depends on what you value. If you value financial privacy and anonymity, then do not give them your information and find alternative methods. Like Rich Paul said, use cash in person or use Changely or use – I think there's probably
use still – Use local.bitcoins.com.
I was just about to say that. Yeah,
I don't know what's at local.bitcoins.com. I've never been there.
I'm sorry, local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, that's the website that allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. That one's pretty anonymous because the conversations between buyer and seller are encrypted. So
And there is no know-your-customer, so
correct.
They have no information to give to third party.
Yep.
I just got listed on that today.
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Are you selling or buying?
Both.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. What method?
Small amounts, cash in person.
Only cash in person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, right now, only cash in person. Mm-hmm. My intention is to start doing PayPal.
High risk.
That's risky.
And, well, the thing is, what you do is you do it high. It's a high risk, so you give it a high markup.
That's what Aria was
and
telling me. Aria says she's doing like 150 to 200%. Wow.
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's what inspired me to get in there as well, because at that point, you know, what you do is you put aside, like, when there's high counterparty risk, you put aside like half of your profit from each trade, and you keep doing that until somebody beats you.
Yeah.
And then once you've been in business for a while, you'll know if that fund is growing or shrinking. Mm. If it grows too much, bleed some money off. That's called a slush fund.
I see what you're saying. Makes sense.
Or until they shut you down.
Legally, it's not slush fund in a nefarious purpose.
I mean,
it's
as long as you don't,
a place to keep some money.
As long as you don't tell PayPal that you're using Bitcoin,
yeah,
then they probably aren't going to find out.
I think at a certain point, if your business actually grows sufficiently, and you're talking about large cash transactions, they're going to figure it out.
I think if you start moving a lot of money through PayPal, that they're going to make it their business to find out what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, they're all NYC, Know Your Customer. I mean, all these large banks.
And they were another company. They were libertarians. They wanted to be, and probably still are, libertarians. But the thing is, once you've got a $1 billion company, it's like...
I don't even know how you can say that once you get listed like on a stock exchange and everything else. At that point, it's not even like there's like a centrally, you know, the person who's the owner or the whoever controlled it before no longer controls it. I mean,
That's
in a lot of cases anyway.
Well,
yeah,
I'm talking about the original CEO and the visionaries who started the company. So this was before it was public listed.
As we
it lost its soul
and became
a corporation, not a proprietorship, because literally you become a disembodied person.
Okay, but there's a difference between a corporation. Just because it's a corporation doesn't necessarily mean that it's not controlled by a single entity or a single person, I should say. On the stock, once you're listed on the stock exchange, you're probably.
But we've all
if your founder stays on as CEO, then he's almost certainly in charge of the company still.
Sure.
We've all seen it though, where a business
will completely go in a different direction after a board takes over.
Right.
It may have had a vision by its founder, but as soon as that founder's off the reservation and the board's in charge, then it could go in a completely different direction.
Yeah, that's a hostile takeover where you take over and you just sack everybody who is in charge and put your own people in.
Well, it may not have even been hostile. It might have just simply been the way things went.
Yeah, and even with VC money and things like that, you can lose control too.
When they're being beholden to investors
and things like that.
855, 450, free. Let me look at McAfee, right? Like the company still bears his name, he has renounced it.
Right.
Yes. How do I get this antivirus off my computer?
855 450 free, like freedom. Hour 3's next. It is Free Talk Live. Thanks, Wesley, for the call.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.